Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
It's time to get the sleep you deserve with Sleep Number. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed. Plus, get special financing for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. See store for details. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. It is Midday Madness time. You call, you get on. That is the Midday Madness promise. And the number is 1-300-736-736. That's the open line number, 1-300-736-736 for Midday Madness. Your calls for the next 2 hours, anything in the world of sport you'd like to discuss, we will get you on for the next 2 hours. Wall to wall, your calls. Plenty to come on the Barclays Smokehouse lunch menu after 2 o'clock. After 2 o'clock, we'll have a chat about, well, a couple of the bits of news floating around. We'll have a chat to Fox Sports News reporter Drew Jones. We'll have a chat to the rising star of the round, Lawson Humphreys from the Cats as well. That's after two, but your calls all the way to two. On the Barclays Smokehouse lunch menu, ask for grandmother ham at your local deli. Send through your texts as well, 0433 98 1116, 0433 98 1116. The text machine number brought to us by 40 Winks and Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R. A great night's sleep, night after night after night. That is the difference. The difference is Temper. Get your unique bed match profile and find the right bed for you. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. I think we do have a bit of a crisis on our hands. If we've got a system where you either get 3 weeks or you get none with the Charlie Cameron and Toby Bedford tackles. It does seem ridiculous to me that we've got a system, years and years and years of evolution of our tribunal and MRO systems, and we arrive at this one where it's either three or none. No, that doesn't work for me. I think Charlie Cameron's tackle fits the description of excessive in the circumstance on a player that's pretty much defenceless. And I've said that for over 12 months. The back of the head slam will be a big one because the tackle player cannot put his hands down behind him to try and brace himself for contact. And the only reason the Jamie Elliott tackle on Joe Caldwell from Anzac Day last year didn't get highlighted, other than on this show, we highlighted it here and put it on the SEM website on the Dwayne's World Twitter feed, is because Joe Caldwell wasn't concussed. But it's not worth 3 weeks. The system's flawed if it comes up at 3 weeks tonight, I think. But anyway, your call's on it, 1-300-736-736. I've had my say. I don't think Toby Bedford's tackle is worth 3 weeks either. And it's a week at its extreme most, I reckon. A week for both at their extreme most. It's a fine if I'm judging it, if I'm redoing the system. If Laura Kane called me up and said, what will you do with this next year, Dwayne? I'd say I'd be fining both. Or at the extreme most, I'd be giving it a week. But here we are. We're at a system where it's either three or none. So your thoughts on it, 1-300-736-736. Both challenging tonight, by the way, if you're unaware. Charlie Cameron and Toby Bedford. And Alex Davies also challenging his MRO sanction at the tribunal tonight. The hearings will start from 4 p.m. And that news brought to us by Arnold Thomas and Becker. Talk to a lawyer and start your no-win, no-fee claim today. Injured? Call Arnold Thomas and Becker. And just on the tackle, I've got my thoughts. I think Laura Kane and Andrew Dillon must trial no prior opportunity next preseason. In the one-off preseason games next year, I think they're compelled to trial it. I think they're duty-bound to give it a trial for the good of footy. We need to see it. And I think there's a larger chorus of people suggesting no prior opportunity now than there ever has been. It was joined by Alistair Clarkson last night, who said on the couch on Fox Footy that there should be no prior opportunity. So Nathan Buckley has been talking about it for years. I think they are duty-bound to trial it next year. I want to see it. I want to see what it looks like. because there is this thought that players won't go for the ball. I think they will. I don't think players will elect to be the tackler. I think the ball players will still be the ball players, and those players who don't want to go for the ball will choose not to go for the ball, but I think we'll see who the real ball players are. And if they don't want to take possession, they'll just knock it to their advantage and take possession of it after a little knock to their advantage. I think the great players like Marcus Bontempelli, Patrick Cripps, they will continue to be the ball players. They won't stand back and be a tackler. They'll be the ball players, and they might not take possession first time. They'll know they've got someone on their hammer, just like the Kevin Bartletts and the great players of the past did. They'll just knock it out to a little bit of space and then collect it there. So I don't think it'll change the game that much, no prior opportunity, but I do want to see it, and I think they are duty-bound to give us a look at it. So to your calls, Midday Madness, 1300 736 736, on all the things in the world of sport that move you enough to pick up the phone and dial the number. And we've got some things to give away as well. Grandmother Hams, thanks to Barclay Smokehouse, and Pink Lemonade vouchers as well for a round of Grey Goose Vodka to share with some friends. Play starts and finishes at Pink Lemonade, Swan Street, Richmond, sponsored by Grey Goose Vodka, and a couple of Dwayne's Wood T-shirts as well to give away. Given we've got a national audience and there's plenty of people from far-flung places of the world wanting to have a chat. Tom in Berwick, firstly. Tom, welcome to you. You've been on the line for a little while, holding. I think you're on at about 30 seconds past 12, so let's start with you. Welcome to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dwayne. I want to get your thoughts on the Richmond Tigers. I mean, they had a very low crowd on the weekend at their game versus the Giants. If you're a Liam Baker or a Shai Boldy, are you thinking about that? Are you thinking about the next 3 years of the Richmond Tigers and where they're going to be at? Or are you thinking about possibly moving over to Perth? What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think you're thinking about the crowd, are you? If you're Liam Baker or Shai Bolton, you're just thinking about whether or not I want to play in a team that's got a chance to win a flag. How does that compare to the team I'm going to if I'm thinking of going somewhere else? I think the overall flavour of the club you're going to is something you're going to consider. I mean, there is one advantage the West Coast Eagles have over the rest of the world, and that is whether they're good or bad, they fill the stadium, Tom. That's one thing they do do.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if you're going to stay at Richmond, like I think these two might, I think you have to sort of, you know, one thing about being a big Melbourne-based club is you get to get those big blockbuster games, and if you're going to be at that club, and not get those blockbuster games where you get a big crowd, they're only going to get 19,000, 20,000. That might make you think about your move. That's all. I was just curious. That's all.
Well, I don't think they're going to get 19,000, 20,000 to their blockbuster games going forward, Tom. I can't see 19,000, 20,000 going to Dreamtime. I can't see 19,000, 20,000 going to. I know it was low on the weekend. To me, and I've heard the cage rattlers on this one with Richmond. So my thought is, I congratulate every Richmond fan in a way who didn't go on the weekend, but has gone to every previous game in previous years. I mean, did you go religiously for decades? Have you been going to Richmond games religiously during their finals campaigns and their premiership seasons? And all of a sudden you had the week off last week? No big deal for mine. I congratulate you. You've been supporting your club for decades. You've been supporting your club for 3 or 4 years, and you're allowed to have a day off. I mean, just because you don't go every week this year, if your club's having a gap year, you can have a gap year too. You can go and visit grandmother in the home who you haven't gone to see enough in the last 3 years because Richmond's been in the finals and you wouldn't dare miss a game. Go and see grandma. Go to Queensland for a rare midwinter holiday you've never had before with your family. Take the kids camping. I mean, go and hire a holiday house for the weekend. Do some other stuff. It's a gap year. If Richmond want you back next year, you'll be back next year, buy your membership next year, turn up next year. But if the club and the players are having a gap year, you can have one. If Dustin Martin can have a rest day and not play every week, then surely you can not go 1 week. If it's good enough for Dusty, it's good enough for you. So, no, Tom, I'm not so critical of Richmond having a poor crowd on the weekend. It's one poor crowd. They'll be back next year, the Richmond fans. So they're having a gap year and a couple of days off. Dusty's doing the same. Dave in Melbourne, what can you do, Dave?
G'day, Bob. How you going?
Good.
That's fine. Hey, I'm like everyone else, and I want to talk about the MRO and Charlie Cameron tackle and all that sort of stuff. Specifically with the Cameron one, I don't know what other option he has. It seems that Duggan's the one creating all the force in that tackle and trying to reef himself out of the contest, and Cameron really is just hanging on. The only other option there is to try and rotate Duggan and effectively sling him into the ground. You have to have an option of some sort. Like, we can't just ask players not to tackle, because that's the only other option, and that is to let him go and let him break free and get a handball.
Yeah, so, Dave, I think this can, if I'm doing the categories again, And I won't be asked to do them because, let's face it, they've got some more important people to ask. But if I was asked, I wouldn't make this three or none. I wouldn't have a system where it's either 3 weeks out or none. I would say that was Charlie Cameron's tackle excessive in the circumstance? I would suggest that Charlie's was, but Toby Bedford's wasn't. So I would be okay with Charlie having a situation where he had 1 week that he was challenging tonight, not 3 weeks. So, yeah, Dave, I'm with you to an extent. I don't think it's worth 3 weeks. And I think it's probably worth a fine, the way I see it myself. But if you got one, I wouldn't be thumping the desk saying the system's broke. If you got one, well, he gets one. I'm okay with it. But three? Give us a spell. It's not worth three. Rowan and Dandenong, you there, Rowan?
Hope you're well. Just a thought on the tackling side of thing. I remember seeing the Bedford tackle on the weekend, and I was shocked to find out a day or so later that he'd been reported. That was just incredibly, I don't know, stupid. But I agree with you on Charlie Cameron. That was excessive. What I would do starting next year is that I would drum into every player in the AFL about the word momentum when they tackle, duty of care to the person being tackled. In relation to Cameron, give him a week or fine him. However, if he does it again or any player does that excessive tackle again, you double it.
Yeah, there will be a limit, I think, to the doubling of fines to the point that, you know, if someone's a recidivist and keeps doing it, then we need to suspend them. But you're right about the elevation of fines as well, Rowan. I've mentioned this a few times. A lot of people have come at me saying that fines don't hurt people. Well, there is a limit, I think, where it starts to hurt. And at least David King's now on board with fines hurting. A couple of years ago, he said fines don't matter. Players don't change their behaviour due to fines. And I use the example of a parking ticket. If you're in the middle of an important meeting and you know you're going to get a $90 parking ticket if you stay in that meeting, but the meeting's relatively important, so you stay in the meeting and think, I'll cop the 90 bucks. If you were going to get 10 grand, you'd be saying to the people in the meeting, listen, I didn't realise it was going to go this late. I just need to go and put some more money in my meter. If it was 10 grand, you'd be jumping from that meeting straight away. So there is a point where the fine does hurt and causes you to change your behaviour. And I think the AFL Players Association needs to have a long, hard look at fines and have a think about, do we want these players out for a week? Do we want these players ineligible for the Brownlow when actually we can adjust the system and allow a 10 grand fine every now and then rather than a 1 week suspension? Thanks for your call on it, Ryan. Great to have your call. Bart and Donvale, are you there? Bart, you got a thought on the Richmond crowds?
Yeah, hi, Dwayne. About the Richmond crowds, I mean, this morning I had, there was the two this morning on the Brekkie show, they were complaining that Richmond supporters haven't turned up. But you know, I know a lot of Richmond supporters that have actually gone overseas at this time of year because they're doing a Damien Hardwick and going to the Sunshine for and enjoying it because we're not going to be there in September. I mean, there are other things in life. Like my daughter had a first grandchild, so I didn't go this week, but I normally go. And I'd like to ask these reporters, when was the last time any of them sat in the rain and watched the footy when your team's getting trounced? It's not great. So, you know, it's easier to throw bars, but I'm guessing North Melbourne and St Kilda would love to have 95,000 members on their books. And we'll be back, don't worry. We have, like you said, and I'm glad you said it's a gap year. That's how I'm treating it. But I will still be there the next home game. So, you know, if there's, when your team's not going well, that's every supporter in the league. If you've got something on that's something else, an event, a family event's on, you're going to go to the family event. So, yeah, I think everyone just needs to settle down. And I agree with you, Dwayne. The first offence when you tackle someone and they get concussion, if it's like the two on the weekend, which are line ball, give them a $5,000 fine and they're still eligible for the Brownlow. If they do it again in the same season, well, then it's a three-week suspension.
Good to have you call. And, yeah, I mean, Richmond supporters have been so good for so long. I mean, especially during the tough years, the tough decades where they weren't even in contention for flags and still turned up. Absolutely, you deserve to have a day off every now and then. And you and I agree on that. A couple of texters also agree on it. Dwayne, we Richmond fans gave up a lot of family time to watch the Tigers. It's a gap year and we need to make up by seeing family and friends. 100%. Thanks, Joel from Gowanbray. I agree with you on that. Dwayne, you're a fool. Encouraging people not to attend the sport that pays your bills. I'm not encouraging people not to attend. What I'm saying is these people have attended, these Richmond fans have attended religiously for decades, for years and years, especially in the last few years. If they have 1 week off, they're only doing what Dusty's doing, just having a week off. Let them have a week off and go and see grandma in the home or go camping or take the kids to a warmer climate for a rare winter holiday away when you haven't been doing that for years. Another one, Tom from Tom. School holidays, freezing, 4 p.m. Sunday, Giants, minimal supporters, team on the bottom. I think we get a mulligan. Appreciate your support, Dwayne. Richard from Richmond, thanks for your text as well. I know there are some other media people who want to rattle this cage. I think it's a fun one to rattle. Where are all your supporters, Richmond? But, I mean, I think even they get it. Good on your pipe. Stick it up, Corn, and his Tigers jealousy. Thanks for that. And another from Joel. I miss one game and everyone wants to pile on. I still pay my membership to the club and will again next year. So I'm still supporting the club and I am with you. Good on you, Joel, on that.